Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
Zambia, Tanzania strengthen trade cooperation following joint ministerial visit. Nopez calls for transparency in teacher recruitment, and six people injured after fire breaks out at Lagos International Airport. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Zambia and Tanzania have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral trade and infrastructure development following a joint ministerial visit to Tunduma Nakonde one-stop border post yesterday. Zambia's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, and Tanzania's Minister for Foreign Affairs and East African Cooperation, Mahmoud Thabit Kombo, inspected operations at the border facility and held bilateral talks aimed at enhancing trade facilitation and regional cooperation. The two ministers commended the long-standing historical and brotherly relations between Tanzania and Zambia and praised their respective heads of state for their leadership in advancing bilateral, regional and multilateral cooperation. During the meeting, the ministers reviewed progress made in addressing trade barriers through the Joint Trade Committee, noting that 14 out of the 24 reported non-tariff barriers have been resolved since 2023. They also welcomed progress made under the simplified trade regime, including the expansion of the list of eligible products from 22 to 48 to support small-scale cross-border traders. An addendum to the 2017 STR agreement has also been concluded to strengthen the legal framework for small traders operating at the Nakonde-Tunduma border. The ministers reaffirmed their commitment to fully operationalizing the Nakonde one-stop border post through the co-location of customs, immigration and health officials in line with the 2017 operational manual. They further directed experts from both countries to establish a bilateral mechanism to monitor in real time the implementation of trade agreements under the World Trade Organization, WTO, the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, and SADC. On digitalization, the two sides agreed to collaborate on implementation of an advanced electronic cargo tracking system to enhance efficiency and eliminate duplication in customs procedures. This is contained in a communique made available to RCV News in Lusaka today by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Leong Mining Consultancy Company has called on illegal miners to prioritize their safety and adhere to government-established mining regulations. Leong Mining Consultancy Chief Executive Officer Leonard Kadabula said safety must remain paramount, urging miners to formalize their operations, comply with laid-down guidelines, and place their well-being first. Mr. Kadabula also emphasized the importance of collaboration between the private sector and government to strengthen mining regulations and safety standards in order to prevent the loss of lives associated with illegal mining activities in the country. He was speaking in response to a recent police report concerning the death of a 23-year-old miner who was buried alive while allegedly engaging in illegal mining at Sasali Gold Mine in Lusangazi District of Eastern Province. Mr. Kadabula stressed the need for concerted efforts to promote safe, legal and structured mining practices across the country, particularly through the formalization of artisanal mining operations. He added that strengthened enforcement of regulations and improved safety standards, supported by both government and the private sector, would help prevent avoidable deaths. The National Union for Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has welcomed government's plans to recruit 5,500 teachers in 2026, while calling on government to ensure transparency and stakeholder engagement throughout the process. Yesterday, the Teaching Service Commission announced plans to recruit 5,500 teachers this year, pending final approvals from the Treasury and Cabinet. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NUPES Executive President Victor Muyomba said the proposed recruitment will significantly help to improve the teacher-to-pupil ratio across the country. As the Teaching Service Commission embarks on this recruitment process, There is need to ensure that all key stakeholders are involved to promote transparency and accountability, said Mr. Muyumba. He further stressed the importance of prioritizing graduates who completed their training earlier and have been waiting longer for employment. Mr. Muyumba emphasized that the selection of candidates must be based strictly on merit to guarantee fairness and credibility in the recruitment process.
So it should be first in, first out. Like where we keep someone who finished, who graduated 7 years ago at home, and pick one who graduated last year. There won't be justification for that. And we cannot talk about being overwhelmed even when we are supposed to be systematic in our operation. We need to ensure people are employed on merit and on a fair, just ground.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has criticized the growing trend of ward councillors defecting from opposition political parties such as the Patriotic Front to the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Mr. Difuka says the wave of defections demonstrates opportunism among some local leaders who are seeking political survival ahead of the August general elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Difuka said many of the ward councillors abandoning their parties appear to be motivated by the belief that the grass looks greener in the ruling party. He said most of them have worked for almost 5 years under their respective parties, and it is surprising that they are only now discovering ideological differences. He, however, cautioned the UPND against focusing solely on the apparent disarray within the opposition, warning that while there may be confusion among opposition political parties, their main challenger remains the electorates.
Well, absolutely not. I think it just demonstrates that a number of those white councillors were just optimists. They are jumping ship because they're hoping to be adopted by the UPND with the perspective that the UPND is strong and will therefore carry the day. So this is not about service. This is just about selfish motives for a number of those councillors. I mean, you've been serving on the party for nearly five years, and you want to jump ship at the towards the end. At what point did you realize that this was not the right party for you to continue serving the people on?
In African news, airspace over Lagos was temporarily suspended on Monday after a fire broke out at Murtala Mohammed International Airport. Six people were injured, but all are said to be in stable condition, Nigerian authorities said in a statement. 14 people were trapped in the control tower before being evacuated by emergency teams. The fire appears to have started at about 3 p.m. in a server room on the first floor of Terminal 1. Nigeria's Airspace Management Agency says it was working to establish a temporal control tower to restore operations. Coming up shortly, Trump's new tariffs comes into effect at lower than expected rate. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump's new global tariffs have come into effect at 10%, despite a pledge to introduce them at a higher rate. After the Supreme Court blocked many of his sweeping import taxes on Friday, the president said he would introduce a 10% global rate. However, according to official documents, the tariffs have been set at a lower rate from Tuesday, with no directive to increase the rates issued.
Sports update.
Boxing.